So we believe we have a Mitzvah Shemut Torah Me'akov the whole time. So the bottom line is that everything in the world, there's a good form of it and there's a bad form of it. And if it's a very bad form of it, then there must be an extremely good form of it. That's the way it goes. So there's a type of kov which is the Mitzvah Shemut Torah Me'akov. There's a type of kov that's Mitzvah Shemut Torah Me'akov. The Me'akov is Tehainu. If kov is all about just trying to get people to glorify me, then that's a waste of life. What's the difference what people think one way or the other over me? And if my entire mode of behavior is to be favorable in other people's eyes, I'm missing the point of life, because I'm going to lower my level of behavior to the values of the people around me, which makes the value of this life. It happens to be in a group of Gandalfim, so to get covered up steel, and etc., etc. But the emphasis of COVID is to give value to the things that have true value, which is spirituality. To give COVID to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognize the amazing world that He created for us to grow spiritually in the physical world. COVID to people because of their achievements or their Avodas Hashem. Achievements is not such a good word. Avodas Hashem is a better word. Because achievements are more of looking at what the results were. And by us, the result is not what's important. Well, it's good if the results work out. The important thing is the Avodas Hashem. The biggest example we have is from Avraham Avinu himself. Avinu spent his whole life spreading Judaism, Megaris Anoshim, story of Megaris Anoshim. So he had this amazing hero network around the world, we covered the whole world. And because of that, he's considered one of the primary Av of Klal Yisrael. Everybody asked, what happened to all those people in Megaris? We have no idea what happened to them, but they faded out of history. So his whole life's work, really there's nothing left of it, except for one of them, Yitzchak. that's all you need, just one successful one. But I'm just saying, so we don't go to the result oriented, we go on the work oriented. Alright? That's the end of scope. To give value to something that has true value. Vada Shishi. Kol Asher HaKirva El Zugas Yerishis Midis. Yerishis Kosho Tidah Hoyvus Kosho Midis. A person has a close relationship to somebody, it's harder to have a constant relationship of God. If you meet somebody once a month, that's very easy. Oh, appreciate him, be nice to him. But if you meet somebody every day, or your neighbor, or even more, if you're just members of your household, to constantly relate to them in a fashion of COVID, that's not so easy. There are people like that, but it's not easy. Because people that are constantly together, they're together all kind of interactions, all kinds of situations, and it's also without the limelight, nobody's watching what's going on. And at times, the person is worn out, and his level of absorbing what's going around is a little bit low. But if a person is focused on COVID, nothing changes.
Yeah,
keep it up. Same complexity, and the COVID of one's wife can move on. That's the one we're involved in the most. One of the challenges of COVID of a wife is that a person has a natural feeling that his wife is under his auspices. He's in control of his wife. And later, if his wife is not living up to his expectations, then he feels there's something wrong with him. And then he starts having a feel of zilzul. My wife should have supper prepared. I might come at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, everything should be piping hot. I like a house which is neat and orderly. My wife has to make sure by the time I'm home, everything's in the right place. There's five kids jumping around. Always one kid that sometimes can do the work of five kids. That's not my problem. She has to do her work. That person is very far away from where he's supposed to be in life. The Rav Akiva taught us, to love, which means to relate in a fashion that he appreciates the other person and care for the well-being. That is what our wives have given us for. And if I know that one of the basic needs of a wife is COVID, says the Sayyid Shangamani from this, Machabi Yishamiguf, Pascal Nam, and Shokhano, the person has to be Machabi more than Machabi himself. Machabi is not flattery. Machabi is what we're learning now. Machabi, when Chazal talking about COVID in a positive fashion, it's a real thing. It's not just a way to get something. It's not just a way to make somebody feel good. It's an appreciation of the value of that person. And that's a person that's something we have to work on throughout our lives. To appreciate things around us. And we're talking about a wife, especially since it's an appreciated wife. It's a chiyuv. The wife is waiting for that. That's what she needs. That gives her koyach. Sometimes people complain that why she wants a little more clothing than he has. He's not getting more. More says to take care for himself, he can minimize it for his wife. Even if they have to push themselves for it, it's the right thing. Yeah. He brings him a sefer's kala and says, Ava is belief. Covid is b'maitim. You can't say I'm a covenant without doing anything. Yeah, I hold it very highly with her. If she's not aware that I'm holding highly with her, then I'm nothing mechaber. Because I have to understand that the need of a wife is to hear and see that I'm mechaber. Kamuvan, the starting point is the heart, to focus on the mightiness of every individual. And so wives, especially on the wife, think of all the things she is doing. Think of the hardships she's going through. Yeah. That's what he's saying. You cannot be mechaber something if you do not value them. Person has to learn what's important to his wife, what she really wants. They say the shame, Ban Kotel, that he said, a wife is a sugi, and it takes your entire life to learn the sugi. How do you learn the sugi? By her reactions. If you think you're doing such a great job and she's upset, then you have to try to figure out what you do wrong. Don't blame her for this. Don't be upset. I'm putting so much energy into this. Why are you upset? Try to find out what you do wrong. And if she's happy, then try to focus on what's making her happy by doing so. That's the covet. You are sensitive to what's important to her. Basically, covet to a wife has two elements. The elements of valuing her, focusing on the good things that she's doing, her good nature and the nice things that she's doing, her part in that, bringing up the family. I mean, just the mere fact that she gave birth to the children, like they say, it's a mazel that women have to give birth and men not, because if the men would have to give birth, no one would give birth. Women are willing to be more, give themselves up, embrace the nefesh for the families. That's number one. The number one of covet is to give true value and to pay attention to the value that she has, the redeeming quality she has, the ruchni is also, amunah, betoch, and tefillah, whatever it is, every meches chasodim, and as I said, the trailer she brings to the benefit she brings to the family. And another in the fruit of covet is being sensitive to her, making her feel that her opinion is something that you value. She is something you value. You're entitled to disagree. The question is also, how does one disagree? One could say, you know what you're talking about. I know this. Another way of saying, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you're making a point. But sometimes I'm phenomenal. After beginning, if a woman feels that the husband is sensitive to her, needs, and appreciative of her, then she'll give herself over 100 times more. And I once told you that I heard that Rabbi Scheinberg, the Chassad of the Prophet, was once in a city in America and gave a drush in the cradle. And then somebody, he asked if anyone has questions. So somebody raised his hand and said, what should I do? I'm the way to Koilu, and so my wife asked me if she needs help at home. Should I help her, or it's time to go to Koilu? So, no, I have responsibility for the Koilu. So he said, if your wife says she needs help, you're supposed to help her. So somebody muttered, Toyota Mate Aleh. What's good with the guy's story? So Rav Scheinberg, he said loud enough for Rav Scheinberg to hear. Rav Scheinberg said, you should know one thing. Your wife, she got married to you, she appreciates Toyota. She's a good wife, she's a dedicated wife. She knows that you're going to curl. She's not stupid. I'm adding a few words to what he said. Very. If she, in close that she asks you, that means that she has a need for it. If you show her that when she has a need, you're sensitive to her needs, she will show you that when you have a need, she'll be sensitive to your needs, much more than you're doing to her. So if you ask me what could be the Torah, I'm telling you that when she has a need and you generally care for her needs, you do what she has to, you know, you help her, then your Torah will be 100 times more than when you put your foot down. And you say, no, I'm going to pray. She's going to show you all kind of needs that you never dreamt of. Yeah. That's also part of Mechabda you can go for. I value if she made a decision that she needs it, come back, it's room for discussion. But if after having said and done, you know, she's overwhelmed or she has some need or whatever it is, even if it's on expensive, all kind of things, that's Mechabda. He says that Chazanish has a letter about how to treat one's wife in the first year of marriage. So he writes one of the things he says, that sometimes the fact that he's acting towards her with kovid and being overly polite shows a lack of kivut. You have to be polite to somebody you don't know. Somebody you know, you're a little bit more loose on how you behave. But For example, b'dichas adas yisa ol mikoyved rosh v'chedus kol. He says, if you're able to have a light-headed experience, make a joke, make some sweet comments, so it causes a laugh, that brings more of a kiva than,
you know, oh, you're the queen in my family, I'm going to behave myself in front of you.
This is a holy kodesh hakadosh m'chazin, this is unbelievable. Telling people to crack jokes to the wives.
Yeah.
The question is, why are you doing it? If you're making litzonos of people, social notice, but if you do something, there's a lot of ways the person is intelligent to make, have a sense of humor. Make it feel that we're close to one another. We can be, in Hebrew they call it mishuchrad. How do you say it in English? Loose. Not relaxed, yeah, relaxed. The surface, amis, the static oikonation, the curve of the yichus, the adim in the smoke. Should be more involved in being Makarev than setting the borders. Yeah. So he's saying, Rabbi's pointing out, what's going on here? Chazal tell us, Mechabah Yehudi Megulfa, and Mechabah more than yourself. And Chaznish is saying that this Chel does their Chel, a person going out of his way to be very polite and be adapted the way he behaves with his wife, sometimes can show a distance between the two. So he says, you have to work it out. We have the two things. Which basically, if you ask me, like I said, you have to know your wife. And the average woman does not like a relationship that is very technical and very rigid. Even if it's called melochim, you bow down to her every few minutes. Your highness, whatever you want, I'll do for you. She doesn't want that. She wants somebody that's a friend, somebody that's close to her. That is mechabdet. Mechabdet is, if I recognize that for her, it's pleasant that I have a lighter form of a relationship, then basically, I'm going against what I may have done because I'm doing something that she appreciates. That's mechabed. I'm mechabed her desires. I'm mechabed the fact that we feel close enough that I don't have to spend my whole life making impressions and acting with inuni kovid.
Yeah.
But that's what he calls this. It's a yetzira. The bottom line of kovid is something you can't tell anybody how to do it. The person has to use his brain exactly how to bring it out in life because it's very difference between each two people in the world. You have to be about that. But the goal is to show appreciation of the true values that this person has. Whether it be in what they're doing, convey clear messages that I appreciate all these things you're doing for me, or you're doing by yourself, between you and Akash Bog, between you and me. And the other issue is that I'm a chabad her desires. A desire to have a more light, fun type of relationship, not a heavy one. That's being mechaber. Things from the Rosh. Don't be mechaber a woman in her beauty. But toiv ma'aseh yashua ha'shoimim. Her good ma'aseh, those are the things that you should praise. So, come on, a good ma'aseh, those are the things that you should praise. So, kamuvan, I think what he doesn't mean to say, you shouldn't tell your wife she looks beautiful. Most women, that's a way of being mechaber, to say that you look good. A lot of women don't have full self-confidence that how they look. No, you're beautiful. Yes. But when you're talking publicly, then it's not the right thing to say, oh, I have such a beautiful wife. Publicly, you say, my wife is a big tzaddikah, she's behaving. But this is all the idea of covenant. You have to use your seichel to do it right. That's something that basically leaves a lot of room for the person to work on himself and to think, like we said, what is considered, what is mechabed the other person. And one of the most important things in mechabed another person is, so we have the two parts of God. Once again, one is appreciating the true value that they have and giving it value. That's something which is easier in some ways. Of course, we have our values. We know what the real values are. Values is that's a value of Hashem. Values of chesed, of things. So appreciating what the wife does at home is basically appreciating that she's not a selfish woman, that she's doing so many things for the family. That's a beautiful thing. Sometimes it's hard for the woman. She's weak. Physically, emotionally, also make her feel that, you understand that she's in a weaker position right now, you're not expecting her. She shouldn't feel that, I'm not producing the same results that they normally produce. I'm a nothing. She's not nothing, she's a wonderful person. Everybody has their time, sometimes have more energy, sometimes less energy, but to show that I understand what you're going through and it doesn't take away from my appreciation of your goodness and your value. And the other one we said is the sensitivity of trying to figure out what's important to her and give her give her those things. That's more complicated because, like I said, chesed is something, emes, chesed, all these meters are things that are straightforward. But what's important to her, maybe that's the different things that are important to her. And that person, like I said before, that person has to learn it, has to pay attention to what the wife needs or what she wants. Can you even ask straight out? I'm interested, I want to make you happy. Maybe I'm missing something, maybe you help me out. Nothing wrong with asking for it.
Very sure.
But that's something the person has to learn. And based on that, do the proper yachas.
Yeah.
The Gemara brings how a person is supposed to value his life, even if he feels his wife is not doing all kind of things he would want her to do. That's not a reason to possibly. The Gemara says, Dayenu shemegadas v'neinu l'toyim l'atilas v'sonim minachet. To bring up our families, whatever they're doing, contributing to that, preventing us from running after a drive in a boyfriend or also, the fact that it's the fashion is also. That's already enough to hold the wife in high esteem. He brings from Lechaim Belozhin and the Mishnah, a person is created whether he likes it or not. What does it mean to say? What is stressing? He says, on this mundane world, Chazal, Mechavin, when you say in Kaddish, Ba'olma, di Vrah Kirusei. Those words are Aramaic. They mean, in the world you created like your will. Kirusei is the will of Hashem. The world was created with the will of Hashem. He says, that's Ke'inyan, Bechaz Shosani Kiltoina Bechaz Ishan. When a woman makes a bracha every day, we say Shalom Sani Ishan, she says, Shosani Kiltoina. So Kiltoina Kiltoina, what he's learning Pshad is, it's not just saying that, okay, Hashem wanted you to exist, you exist. He's learning Pshat is the entire Ratzon of Hashem that there should be a world that continues to exist is brought after women. The women are the ones that are carrying out the divine will of Kiyum Olam.
Here.
So women, we have to understand, our wives are the central part of our homes, central part of our children. Gemara says to be mechabed your wife, you say for the wealth. You should also see out the Shemai to have the needs of the family, all the schools of the wife. So he's saying Pshat over here, that a wife, in respect to her husband, is like the whole creation, respect the Kodesh Bo. That's what he's saying over here. Just like a Kodesh Bo had a divine will to create the entire world, the world is a divine will. The woman is our way to bring out all the Ratzon Hashem in our lives, in our families. Okay, so we have a lot of work. Baruch Hashem. The simcha. The more we appreciate what we have, the more we enjoy it, the more we have the simcha. But we focus always on the things we don't have, and we focus on imperfections of others, of those around us, then life becomes very unpleasant and frustrating. Instead of doing that, focus on how life would be without, in the case of the wife, and try to pay attention more to all the things she's doing without us even noticing, and all the mitzvahs she has. That in itself gives us a completely different quality of life. A life of focusing on the good is a much more pleasant life than life not part of focusing on the good. And Kamapana will bring that level of shown by it, shown by name, which each one will be go out of the way to help one another, and even more than that, says when the shown by name, Shrina by name, I have a sad from a Kodesh Bohu. Shabbat Shalom.